This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Tuesday morning at 6:10. It is June 3rd. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Temperature soaring today. We're going to see a high of 84 degrees. Make that purchase. Make it today. Amazon, wherever it might be, get those jorts working. Put them on one leg at a time. Smile, mow the yard.
This is a jort summer for you. I love
jort
it. You have been embracing the jort for a few weeks now, and I feel like it's going to come strong all summer long. I love it.
I just want to be known that I don't hate the jort. I just could never pull off the jort.
I feel like I couldn't either.
Like, it's the style. It's the thing. I just don't. It's one of those where I do take pride, and I am not a very well-dressed human being. I've had about five shirts in my Star 102 rotation.
Though.
Well, I appreciate you, and I also help. I appreciate producer Stevie because you are well dressed people, and you have guided me to apps to help me out in certain other things, which I truly appreciate because I want to freshen up the gear. So I do appreciate that, but not usually on my own. I don't dress poorly. I just I have what I know, what I think that I look good in a certain. My entire closet is blue and gray.
Yeah. I mean, that's. Well, you are wearing like a creamy color today. Hey, listen, here's what I think about the jort for you. Maybe not a long jort, but you could start with a short jort. Go short jort.
That's just a short, right?
Well, I think like the shorter, there's a shorter jort and then a longer jort. If you're looking
like how short are we talking? Are we talking like the creamies are showing?
Definitely not creamies. I don't think any guy should be wearing a creamy.
You can't
wearing a short that you could wear and show the creamy.
Now I'm intrigued. So the jort is below the knee.
No, I don't think it
means. It is below the knee.
Is that the definition?
Yes.
The definition is that the jort
is below the knee.
Okay, I wouldn't have said that.
What is it, above the knee?
I just feel like it's a longer denim short. That's what I feel. Or maybe it's just a denim short in general.
Are we talking a 6-inch?
No, I don't know.
Jean short?
Well, now we got to define. Stevie's the one.
Yeah, I should
have. We should have asked her first.
I acted like some type of expert.
All I'm
arena.
Saying is you should go short jort rather than a long jort.
Okay.
For your body, I think.
I'll leave it there. I'm going to roll the jort. Roll it up.
Don't roll the jort.
I'm gonna roll it as high as the Sabrina Carpenter video yesterday. All right, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I like this. We're getting a call before Dead Guy in Envelope because you're so excited. I didn't even ask for a call yet. That's how exciting this game is.
Exactly.
By the way... Speaking of Dead Guy in Envelope, I have a major development in the game, thanks to producer Stevie.
What is it?
Well, we will get to that, but first we need a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope. He's dead, he's a guy, he's in the envelope.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, did you have a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope?
I do. How about Jim Brown?
Oh, it's not Jim Brown.
Not Jim Brown. We appreciate the guest. There has been a major development during the game, Dead Guy in an Envelope. You may have noticed it, maybe not. That's next on Star 102. Number one complaint of Dead Guy in the Envelope on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
That it takes really super long
number
to get a winner.
Number two complaint.
That it's really long because people only guess one person
per day. Okay,
number three
complaint. Okay, you know what? I hate this game.
Okay.
So what has been mentioned over and over again, this has been since January of last year. We're now in our second round. I know. We're moving along. Our second round of Dead Guy in an Envelope has been the list at star102cleveland.com, the daily list. We add the guests roughly daily online at star102cleveland.com. And there has been an issue because the list is not alphabetized.
Right, because it's more difficult than to find someone's name if it's not in alphabetical order.
Totally makes sense. But I'm usually how many months deep into it before I really start thinking about alphabetizing? I think to myself,
that's going to take long.
That is a while. So then Stevie, because she's a genius, said, well, why don't you just throw that list into ChatGPT and alphabetize it, which ChatGPT did in about 3 seconds. So now the entire list is alphabetized, and we're going to post it at star102cleveland.com.
My hope and wish is that this moves the game along faster now that people can see an alphabetized list.
How exactly is that going to work? I can't wait to hear about that next.
Yeah,
it will. How that moves the game along.
It'll help.
Oh, now that the L's are together.
That's right.
Oh, look at that.
That's right.
There's the M's.
No, not like that.
There's the O's. All right, this next.
So it's going to help because you asked about dead guy in an envelope alphabetizing. When people guess, then they can look up if something's been guessed before, and it eliminates all those double guesses.
That's fair.
See?
That will help. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Forgot to call a friend last night. Wish him good night.
No!
Stevie on the socials. That was yesterday.
I thought you were going to call Chase and do it.
I wanted to report.
I'm definitely not doing it today because he's definitely listening today. There's no way. I have to do something. I have to pick. He's out of the equation.
He's out. He's done.
He's too smart. He'll be looking for it. He'll know something's going on.
Right.
I just have to rule that out. I just was thinking about that really as that song was ending, that did not happen. But what's on today, Stevie, on the socials?
If you've been scrolling on TikTok over the past month or so, you've probably come across this dog named Tiki. If you haven't, we're going to talk about him.
Aww.
I love Tiki. I love Tiki.
If you've been scrolling TikTok over the past month or so, you might have come across the dog Tiki, who's become a national sensation practically overnight. If you don't know who Tiki is, his foster parent is Isabel, and she began documenting his journey online, and millions have watched his every move for the past month. So Isabel lives in Brooklyn, and she started fostering when she was 25, and she took a break after she adopted her last dog that she was fostering, and then she decided to start fostering again, and she got Tiki from a rescue, and she picked him because he was the most shut down. He never left the bed, and the workers feared he might have been too broken for most people coming in. So she documented his journey as he wouldn't leave his crate. The first big moment was when he would take cheese from her, still didn't touch anything. And then one day she documented the first time she was able to touch Tiki, and that video went so viral. It happened in May, and it's gotten over 10 million views. She was sitting on the couch and Tiki approached her, and now she's just been documenting, slowly, like Tiki becoming a normal dog, if you will, and jumping up.
Got to build
cuddles,
up that trust.
Sat
right?
on her lap yeah, the one lap, time.
Yep. It's like putting tears in my eyes.
Oh my God. I know, I'm getting goosebumps.
I know.
It's just one of those things where people will rip socials and TikTok, and we do the Stevie on the socials, and there's a lot of fun things and funny things and trending things, and some of them are valid, some of them are, they're here in a day and they're gone. But like, it's stories like this that just, I mean, it's so emotional. It's so good. And just to take that journey, like this is something, and who knows, we're talking about it. You're listening to the show. It probably will show up in your phone at some point in time, but it's worth the search.
Big time.
I mean, it really is worth
There's
the search
so
if you don't
videos,
know what we're talking about. Yeah.
That you can watch because, her mom just came to town to visit and Tiki slowly warmed up. That was cute.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Okay.
Because, at first it was just Isabel, that only person he would go up to, and he's getting better, but it's even became a local as a business on the East Side celebrated Tiki in a video on TikTok.
I'm in Willoughby, Ohio, and this is our local car wash. And every week the sign has some punny, funny little message. But look at this week's message, guys. Be brave like Tiki! Tiki, look at you. Everybody loves you.
Oh, my gosh. I love that so much. I want to know if she has announced, though, that she's keeping Tiki, because I have seen response videos to Isabel saying, okay, now Tiki belongs to her, right? Because she's fostering.
Well, yes. We can certainly get into that. Maybe if you've seen this, certainly shoot us a DM. That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show. Continuing on with Stevie on the socials, talking about Tiki. If you're just joining us, we should kind of see what we're talking about. And then we have an update, too, as well.
Tiki, the dog you were talking about on TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a rescue dog that's gone so viral. Isabel, the foster mom, shared the journey of warming him up to life.
And it's very been sad. So beautiful. Every time you watch a new video of this journey of her taking this foster dog in, it's almost impossible not to well up with tears because it's so sweet and he's making such progress and he had such a bad life before this. And the fact that she's so kind to him and he's warming up to her. So
no one wanted to adopt him. She did.
So every sad. Little step is a massive step, as you mentioned before.
So what's the next step?
Yeah. What's the
everyone
update?
Wants to know, cause she is just a foster mom of what's going on Tiki's journey. Cause now that he's gotten a little more brave, she posted 20 hours ago saying, feeling emotional as this journey nears its end. More information on Tiki's adoption status tomorrow, which would be sometime today.
Oh. What does that mean, nears its end?
Maybe she's, like, tricking us. Like, it's going to be her. But
it better
like,
be.
But also, the last dog she fostered, she adopted. So I don't know if that's...
Like, do we know how long she's dogs? Had Tiki? Has it been just a couple of...
It's been a couple months.
It has been. I know it wasn't just a few weeks. I feel like it's been, yeah, a couple of months, like, right? Makes sense.
The journey started like the beginning of May.
But how could she give him to someone else and have to make all that progress with someone else? I need her to keep him.
I feel like we're talking about what you watch on Wednesday, and you're very mad that people broke up. And like,
yes, I am.
Except this is the real life version of this.
I need them to be together. Except
that's
she's a real person.
Like all foster. I'm like, you have to keep it.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can't. They're... I mean, she did the hard part of getting Tiki ready to get out there.
I feel like if this information drops today, like we think, then we need to continue this tomorrow.
Big time.
Like the, you know, kind of talk about this on Stevie on the social tomorrow. So we will if that happens. All right, it's Star 102. I don't like this at all. What's going on with the IX Center?
It was a big story yesterday because it looks like we're not getting any more large conventions there. No Home and Garden Show.
I
don't know. What else comes there? Home and Garden Show comes to mind. IX Center Amusement Park. Does that still come? Is that gone? Did that leave? You know, because we had the IX Center, and then the IX Center went away, and then the IX Center came back. So I don't know if we're talking about post or pre-IX Center. But all of those exhibitions, any of them, Christmas Connection.
That's a good time.
Gone. That is a good time.
All those are good times. So if this is the case, and it looks like it's going to be the case, nothing official yet, but everything we saw, I mean, anywhere you saw it yesterday, a bajillion shares, clearly people care. I would love to know, and I know you probably gravitate, I know I do, towards the IX Indoor Amusement Park, because that jingle also slapped. What was the best convention, show, whatever it was that you had ever been to at the IX Center, and you can't say the Indoor Amusement Park?
Oh, you can't say the internet.
No.
Well, because I had a question for you about.
Well, you could, I mean, if you want to talk about it, that's fine. But I just think there's also a bajillion other shows. Like, challenge yourself to pick another one. You have a question about that one?
Well, I have a question about you and the rides at the IX Indoor Amusement Park. I have a question for you specifically.
What if, yeah. Okay. Really was trying to see if we had that IX Indoor Amusement Park jingle in here.
Do we have it?
No, I can't.
We don't
find
have it.
At least not in the, I don't know, 6 seconds I looked. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It just hit me at the end of that. The IX Center. Just talking about your favorite shows, conventions, things to do in the IX Center, because looks like that might be the end of that.
Well, because what they're saying is they want a Fortune 500 company to occupy the space full-time. It would bring in 200 jobs to the area, payroll of $23 million. So that means all those shows would go away. And my question to you was about, by the way, the IX Center went away before, and then it came back, if you recall. And when they remember the Ferris wheel list,
they rolled that thing right down 77, right to Canton.
They did
not roll
it down
overnight.
77.
Nobody saw it.
By the way, I saw it when we went on vacation. I feel like last year or something. That's the only time I go down that far. I feel like 77. We saw it. It's awesome how it's all lit up around there. It's beautiful. But I always think of you saying they rolled it down 77. Because to think of a giant
Ferris wheel. Why disassemble it? Just roll it right down.
Just roll it down. I mean, of course.
Take the gondolas off or the thing just to roll it down and reattach them.
Also, and I've been to the IX Center since. What's in that like glass hole that it rotated through?
A dragon.
Really?
Yeah.
That feels false.
The dragon.
That feels false. My
question. It might just be empty. I really have no idea what's there. I don't think, is it, they put anything there?
It's just like an open, large.
What's the IX Center Amusement Park
Ferris
slot?
Wheel.
216-343-1021.
No,
what was your question?
My question to you, with how much we've talked about that Ferris wheel, is have you ever actually ridden it?
Oh, yeah, a few times.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's terrifying.
It is.
Wide open.
And you said, like, the gondola, they dangle. They're, like, swoopy, you know? They're, like, those big, wide, swoopy things. I remember years ago I'd ride it when I did a segment for Fox 8, and they put, like, the cameramen on there with me and stuff, so I was on one side and, like, a bunch of people on the other, so it was lopsided. That is not fun.
They can't do that, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no. So you did ride it.
I feel like, yes, I did. I feel like the Ferris wheel, let's say at, I don't know, Cedar Point or somewhere.
No, that is terrifying.
No. The way that it's designed is at least deeper, where I feel like the sides of the, I keep saying gondola. I don't know if that's the right term, but
it feels like it is.
I feel like the sides of it goes up when you're sitting down, that at least it's, you know, close to high shoulder up. Level. I feel like the one at the IX Indoor Amusement Park went to like a nice hip that it just was very low.
You felt like you were kind of
wrong. I'm sure
they were loose dangling out of the thing.
You have standards that you have to hit on these rides. I mean, I'm sure it was a thing. I just felt it was like a teacup ride or something. It was just kind of flat, like a saucer.
I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And again, it was a long time ago. What I remember about the Cedar Point one, though, is when it's windy out, you are in trouble. It is A, freezing. B, it whips you around. C, nothing to hold on to. Similar to Steel Vengeance.
What do you mean, nothing to hold on to?
It's just like a bench, and you're just like, when you're whipping around.
Oh, you
want
to be strapped into a Ferris wheel now?
No, no. I just want like a, you know, like in the car, you have that handle you can hold on to up on the ceiling. Like a.
Wasn't there bars all around you? Can you hang on to the sides of the Ferris wheel?
I'm not going to dangle my hand out the side of the Ferris wheel.
On the inside.
No, I don't. I feel like there was nothing. I feel like there was nothing in there.
Yeah, I feel like
because Max was, we were up there, and then, you know, they stop you at the top, and you have to wait till they load, and then it's windy and dark, and it was.
So what I'm gathering from this, if you're afraid of the Ferris wheel, there is not a chance I'm getting you on Siren's Curse. That's what I'm feeling. Like,
absolutely
now
not.
We have all of a sudden whittled away our way down to being afraid of the Ferris wheel.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about the your favorite, I don't know, IX Indoor Amusement or IX Center moments, not specifically to the IX Indoor Amusement Park. Favorite shows? Was it a Christmas show? What was it? Producer Stevie has a serious concern, which we will get to next.
Oh, boy.
Producer Stevie with the concern. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What's producer Stevie's concern?
Talking about the IX Center. So where is the International Cat Show supposed to go?
That's a good call.
Oh, yeah. Can that be moved to, I mean, you would think the logical choice is the convention
center. It's Stevie's
house. Not Stevie's house.
That's where we're going to move it. We have plenty
of
room
here
in the Halley building.
No, we do not.
We have plenty of room.
Where are you
for a cat convention in the Halley building?
I think
downstairs.
The cat convention is bigger than you think.
How big is that cat convention?
Well, I don't know, but I feel like the Halley building cannot accommodate that. Also, I feel like the residents in the Halley building maybe not. I mean, what if someone's allergic that lives here?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Can I also say I don't.
Oh,
I have
boy.
A tough time believing this is true, and it's a DM we received.
What?
Hold on. So this is probably the spring. We're talking about the IX Center. This is probably spring of 2006, so this has been a minute. But they had Rihanna perform at the IX Indoor Amusement Park. The two things I remember is how few people were actually there watching her and how badly the sound sounded because
no
the acoustics
kidding.
Of the IX Center were horrible.
Why does that sound vaguely
I cannot
familiar.
Remember that at all, but that had to have been, I don't know if that was that like pre-SOS and like 2006?
That's like Pond Replay
yeah.
days, right? Like,
I don't know.
Really?
If somebody remembers now, if you remember that, first of all, that is amazing. We would love a DM to the Jen and Tim show or Star 102 Cleveland.
Don't you wish we would have gone to that? Can you imagine telling that story now?
Oh,
that
you just started at the IX Center. Yeah.
Really
on the rides with her.
Yeah. Ride the Ferris wheel.
And probably at that point in time, once again, you're trying to get your brand, your name out there. So you're saying yes to basically everything.
Of course.
Right? Why wouldn't you say that? Or maybe she performed somewhere else and just stopped there to do something. Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah. If you remember that, if there's some validity to that, we would certainly love to know.
So two downtown streets about to become one-way streets. Will it affect your downtown travels? That's in 60 seconds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's 60 degrees in Avon, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. I can't believe you haven't been more dramatic about this story. Two streets in downtown Cleveland, meaning you, Tim, are about to become one way. City officials saying it will improve vehicle traffic and make it easier for cyclists and pedestrians to get around.
Which ones are these? Which ones are they?
It's Huron, right here in front of the radio station.
It is? I thought it was Huron over there by where it used to be, like Winking Lizard or something. Where is it? Like, give me.
No, wait, that's the Huron over there.
Well, that's probably why I'm not thinking it's a big deal.
Oh, maybe because I'm thinking it's in the wrong space.
No, in all seriousness, I quickly read this yesterday and I thought to myself, was that over by Rocket Arena? Because it makes sense getting in and out of there, like kind of going around where Winking Lizard used to be, and there's a B Dubs and City Tap and all that. Or am I wrong?
So dumb. It's because you're right. It is down there. I was thinking it's Huron right in front of us, and then Prospect.
I mean, I can get all worked up if you want, but we don't work over there.
I was hoping it was right by the radio station here because it gets a little clogged down there. Don't you think? Especially like when you're leaving.
How?
Like right when you're turning on to Prospect right there.
Like out of the garage?
Yes.
Out of Prospect.
Right, because people will park right at the corner and then sometimes they'll put on their blinker. Like they put their hazard lights on, like they're just hopping out of the car to do something real quick and it blocks up all that traffic as you're about to turn right.
Okay.
Well, this just...
I haven't hit that, but I mean, I believe, clearly I believe you, but yeah, that's the thing. So maybe we can petition the mayor for another.
Mind.
We want all one-way streets like downtown Akron and Canton.
No.
All one way.
That's how Pittsburgh is, and it's
super
annoying.
It is. At least you know you just go around the block. Like, you know, if you made a bad turn, around the block. Next one, around the block. Same with Akron, around the block. Next time, you tell me when the story comes up, and I will be mad about it and worked up about it.
I just thought you'd have a stronger opinion on it.
You know?
You just don't.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's only because I mentally I was thinking it was a different place. That's why.
I brought all my energy for the IX Center. Next time,
that's fine.
I'll bring it for that.
That's good. You brought it
quite
well.
What's the next story?
Let's talk about the steak restaurant in Tremont.
Oh, I can't believe this.
No, this is
exciting. I thought it was a one-off.
Listen, that steak restaurant, I have tried to get reservations there before, and I can't get in.
Well, now
I
mean, go to Sugar and Falls.
Apparently.
So that's Eastside.
Yes, it is. Sugar and Falls, right where my brother lives over there. So I can
just tell everybody.
Work in a steak visit. It's going into the old Burntwood Tavern space. I'm so mad I didn't have that story right in my head. The new location, the one-way streets. So stupid.
I can't believe you're not more worked up about this. Tim? Oh, wait, it's not right here.
Yeah. So why would I do that? Okay.
Impressive. Okay. I'm just glad I was right because that doesn't happen very often.
No, you're right. I just wasn't paying attention. Okay. Pop-Tarts bringing back a fan favorite. Are you mad about this?
I can't believe it.
I would like you to be.
Oh, so Pop-Tarty.
Have you had the blue raspberry? Frosted Blue Raspberry is coming back. It's for the Fantastic Four First Steps film. Apparently, this is a very popular flavor. Nothing tops brown sugar cinnamon, so I don't know why you would even talk about any other flavor. Are you mad about that? Do you like brown sugar cinnamon?
First of all, that's the best. Second of all, blue raspberry and basically everything is elite. I feel like a blue raspberry Pop-Tart is relatively gross and your mouth is blue. There.
Does it turn your mouth blue?
I don't know. I've never had it. Is it good?
I don't know. It hasn't been out.
Sounds a little gross.
Okay.
Is that better? Am I bringing it? Yeah. If it was a one-way Pop-Tart, I would have to be out of my mind.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.